Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what is up, everybody? How are you? Thank you for tuning in to Putting a Hurt on Poverty. I'm your host, Herb Porter, and today we're going to talk about something different. I had a completely different show planned today until yesterday when the shooting in Florida happened, and it really bothered me. And I really spent last night and this morning putting together a show. But before I begin, let's just have a short moment of silence for the 17 children who were murdered, and let's do that now. All right, so today's topic is school shootings. Are children really safe? And what can we do? Today's show was actually going to be on hitting our children or spanking our children, and I was going to hear what a lot of you had to say, and I was going to tell you my side of the story or my point of view and my opinion of it. Give me a call at 909-232-9222. That's 909-232-9222. So we've had over 300 shootings since 2013, and this year alone, on 2018, we've had 18 shootings. Now, I don't really think we have a gun problem in America. I think it's an accountability problem in America. And it's time we start looking at how we are raising our children. It's time we start looking at mental illness and parenting in America. You know, how we raise our children is such a sensitive issue. Every parent wants to believe they're doing a great job. I want to believe I'm doing a great job. And for those of us who put an effort into being a good parent and doing what needs to be done and studying and working on ourselves and reading and talking to professionals about parenting, we usually end up being good parents. However, is being a good parent what it takes to raise a well-rounded, well-balanced child? And I'm not sure. You know, there's studies being done, and there are doctors who have really dug deep into child development. And one of the things that they came up with was the Adverse Childhood Experience Study. And I took some time to read this, and I was really, really shocked at the information that I got. You know, adverse childhood experiences can be anything that creates a traumatic experience in the child. And risk factors could be alcoholism, smoking, illicit drug use, obesity, suicide attempts, depression, anxiety, hallucinations, teen and unintended pregnancies, spontaneous abortions, intimate partner violence, poor quality of life. These are the risk factors that we set our children up for when they have trauma. And one of the things that we're not seeing a gun issue in America. We're seeing a mental health issue in America. We're seeing a child neglect issue in America. We're seeing a behavior that's happening in America that our children are responding to. Because the question, the real true question is, what exactly are we teaching our children? So Give me a call at 909-232-9222. So when I'm looking at the ACE pyramid, and you can go online and look up the Adverse Childhood Experiences Study, and you will get the ACE pyramid. And basically, an ACE score is the score that young people get who are, what's the word I'm looking for? Susceptible to the effects of childhood trauma. So we have at the very bottom of the pyramid, we have adverse childhood experiences. And if that doesn't get taken care of, and if that doesn't get handled, then we move into social, emotional, and cognitive impairment. If that's not taken care of, in order to deal with the social, emotional, and cognitive impairment, many of these young people, as they become adults, they adopt health risk behaviors, high health risk behaviors. And it leaves them open for disease, disability, and also social problems, which causes early death. Now, for all of us, we love our children. We want to be the best for our children. We want to do the best for our children. So when I heard that, and I have a son, he's 17 years old, and I started dealing with raising my son probably around 9, 10, because I realized that the way I was doing it wasn't working. And when we raise our children, we've got to focus on what are we creating? What are we actually truly building in our children? Because when I look at the pyramid and I look at the categories, I'm seeing myself. Literally, I'm seeing myself. I was abused and I was also neglected. And my parents were upper middle class. So we can't say that abuse is just something that happens in a poor environment. I think abuse and childhood neglect, and I think dealing with our children, it happens in all environments. And it's something that we have to really take a look at. And emotional, physical, and sexual abuse is what I suffered. And when you look at the ACEs, you can see that we are almost, people that have grown up like me are almost 10 to 20-something times more likely to develop health issues and health risks. Now, me, I love my son. And I think, and I would do the world for my son. And when I read this, I realized that there is more to parenting than just making sure my child doesn't get arrested by police officers and doesn't get end up in jail or doesn't cause problems for people. There's a certain way children must be raised, and there's certain things that I feel and doctors feel and a whole lot of other people feel needs to be done in order to generate a productive and well-balanced society, generate a productive and well-balanced community, generate a productive and well-balanced government. And so I sat here, you know, thinking about what I was going to share with everybody during this radio show. And I think the value of this show is how I share myself with you all. So when I was a child, I was raised And I had a happy childhood up until about 7 or 8, and then it just went to poop. But one of the things that I learned from watching my parents is our parents, many of our parents, actually say, do as I say and not as I do. And from the ages of 0 to 7, our children mimic our behavior. They don't mimic what we tell them. They mimic what we do. They mimic what they see. And there's a massive amount of contradiction in parenting because parents say one thing to their children and they do another. So there's an inconsistency with how things go. And on top of that, parents are not accountable. Many, not all, many parents are not accountable with their behavior. They'll do it, but their children better not do it. And so we've set ourselves up in an environment where our children are weaker than we are. So they have nothing, they have no protection but us. So they're going to listen to us. They're going to do what I say. We can hit them. We can beat them. We can abuse them. We can do all kinds of things to them. And there's nothing our children can do about it. Even if they called CPS or what have you, CPS is going to take them. They're going to ask questions. They're going to interview the parents and then send the child back to the parent if the parent is a very good actor. And then the child gets his butt or her butt whooped again. So it's like, what is it that needs to be done for us to raise well-balanced children? Well, I got a list. You can try it out, or you can ignore it. But I want to share it with you. We need to instill values in our children. We need to believe in our children. We need to teach our children independent thinking. We need to teach our children teamwork. We need to teach our children how to care for others. We need to put our children in sports. We need to put our children in art. We need to put our children in forms of entertainment. Everything we teach our children must be in line with growing and developing our community. So let's start with values. Yeah, we take our children to church, and we read the Bible, and we make sure that they do not watch inappropriate TV shows. Is that enough? Are we as adults modeling proper values to our children? Do we tell our children that they should treat people a certain kind of way, but when they see us deal with our friends and family or strangers, we don't do what we say? See, values, teaching values in a child has a lot more to do with just taking them to church, reading the Bible, making sure you lecture the poop out of them until they're so bored they can't hear you anymore. There's a certain level of nurturing that must be done, a certain level of modeling that must take place, a certain level of care and affection and kindness, and we've got to work on ourselves as adults as well. See, the Florida shooting, the Columbine shooting, all these different shootings, if you look at the children, these are children who are hurting. These are children who have been neglected. These are children who have been abused. These are children who have not been given certain skills how to cope. And if they've not been given the skills how to cope and their children, then that means we as adults have failed them, period. It saddens me. You know, we need to believe in our children. We need to teach our children to believe in God. That's great. We need to teach our children that belief in themselves is important as well. But we got to first believe in ourselves as parents. And there's a massive amount of adults out here in America that do not believe in themselves. So if you don't believe in yourself as an adult, there is no way in heck you can model believing in yourself to children. So we have to understand that in order to empower our children, we must also empower ourselves. Because there's a power when you believe in your child's gifts and success. There's a power of believing that when your child, of believing that your child came into the world, they came complete and with potential. The way we nurture this potential is not a do as I say, not as I do, but we got to put our children, we've got to put our children in a space where they're not on autopilot. If you really pay attention, and I did it too, when I was a parent, I basically told my son, this is what you do, this is what you don't do, this is how you do it, but he kept doing it. And at first, yes, I physically hit him, but then I realized that it wasn't changing the thought process. It wasn't changing the thought pattern. See, we're bigger than our kids. So when we hit them, the only thing we do is change our their behavior, but we don't change the motive, the reason, the cause of the behavior. So once they're old enough to take matters into their own hands, they resort back to how they used to think as children because we've not taken the time out to really teach them. We put our children on autopilot. However, we're not engaging our children. We tell our children what not to do, but we do not give them the thinking process to follow along with obedience. See, when you teach somebody independent thinking, they're able to do what needs to be done, whether you're around or whether you're not. But a lot of times, young people only do what needs to be done. A lot of times, young people only do what needs to be done when there's a presence of an authority that can harm them or hurt them or punish them or put them in jail or kick them out of school. But we've not set up a system in this country where young people manage themselves, where young people monitor themselves, where young people know and understand what critical thinking is, that know and understand how to think independently of their parents. At some point in time, we have to ask ourselves, what are we teaching our children? There is what they need to learn, but what are we teaching them? It's like, yes, your children need to learn how to be this way. They need to learn how to be obedient. They need to learn how to be understanding. They need to learn how to be caring. They need to learn how to be all these things. But what are we really, really teaching our children? It's for instance, most of you, if you're listening to this show, you've either had some kind of college or a whole lot of it. But do you remember when you were in school, you learned and you studied and you did everything you needed to do, and then when you got out of college, you went into the workforce, and the workforce was like, yeah, everything you learned in college is poop, and you're going to be trained all over again. The only reason why you, as an adult, were able to leave that college environment, go into a workforce environment, realize that what they taught you in college doesn't matter, and be able to shift and learn from that working environment is because there were certain things and foundations you as an adult already had. Well, the same is with parenting. Not all parents parent the same. So once you leave, or once your child leaves your side and goes off into the big world, into the wild, crazy, angry world of I don't care about you, they've got to have skills and certain things in place so they can survive without you, so they can survive without your presence. And the best way for our children to learn how to survive without our presence is for us to teach them and show them and guide them and nurture them in order for that to happen. And if you don't, and if we don't, we will have more and more situations like Columbine in Florida. It really does take a village to raise a child. And in order for that village to raise a child, we as adults must increase in our emotional intelligence. We as adults must increase in who we are as people. We must increase in our knowledge. We must also deal with our issues as adults so we don't take that poop we have as adults and give it to young people and our children. Everybody says, oh, it's because children aren't getting beat enough. Really? Because you are the one who's raising these children. And I can guarantee you, if you're 43 and older, your butt got beat. But it doesn't seem to have made all of us or the majority of us better parents. We still have to learn how to be better parents. We still have to learn how to deal with our kids. And even though we hit our children, they still don't listen to us. They still do what the heck they want to do. And you know that because parents always give this thing of, well, I raised them the way I need to raise them, and now they're going off doing their own thing. I'm going to have to call BS on that. The Bible says, train up a child in the way they should go, and they will not depart from it. So if your child is turning 18, 19, 20, 23, and they're doing things that aren't in line with who you are, guess what? They're doing what you taught them, period, because you are the only person that has that much influence over them. So whatever it is that you gave them, they took that and decided to create a life with it. Sorry, I know it sucks, and I know you think you were being a good parent, but by their fruits ye shall know them. If you're a kind, loving, caring, supportive, nurturing parent, you're going to create kind, loving, caring, nurturing, supportive children. If you talk about being kind and you talk about being nurturing, you talk about being caring, but you are a dictator, you don't collaborate with your children, you don't talk to your children, you don't communicate with your children, you don't find out how your children are living, you don't find out what's going on in your children's life, that is who you're creating. You're only talking care, love, God, religion, blah. But you're doing, I don't give a daggone. And how do I know? Well, one, your children. And two, I've found that adults tend to talk to other adults the same way they talk to children, especially in conflict situations. All right. So let's go ahead on and finish this. I get off 909-232-9222. You can give me a call and we can talk about this. But let's go also into, so we talked about values. We talked about believing. I touched on independent thinking. And there are books that you can get. There's online videos you can get, purchase, or you can go on YouTube and you can learn how to teach your children critical thinking, because critical thinking actually is a process, and if you don't have it, you won't know how to do it. Now, people say, oh, it's common sense. Sorry, common sense really ain't all that common. Trust me. But where was I? So let's look at teamwork. Our children need to be put in situations where they learn how to work as a team. And the best way for our children to learn how to work as a team is that we have to make them a team as parents. Our children must be a part of our team. Yes, we are parents, and yes, the last thing we say is, and yes, we dictate and dominate, and sometimes we are big bullies. I ain't got no problem with that. Be a big bully, but understand that if you're going to be a bully, you're teaching your children how to bully. So, but without a certain level of understanding of why we do certain things, our children are never going to really understand how it works. So in teaching our children teamwork, we give them a sense of understanding of empathy. We give them a sense of understanding of time, how when you're working with people, how sometimes things take time. You know, we teach them communication, because in order to be in a team, in order for everybody to do the things that they need to do, there's a certain level of communication that must happen, because in a team, everybody's doing something independently that benefits that team as a whole. We've got to teach them on teamwork how to be upset. See, one of the things is that when you're on a team, you actually learn how to tell somebody to go kiss your tail. You learn how to tell somebody to jump off of a bridge. You learn when you can slap the pee out of somebody and when you can't. You learn when you can fight. You learn when you can fight. Because the ideal situation of humans dealing with humans is everybody shows each other respect. But we all know that doesn't happen. I mean, you work. You have your own business, or you have a job. How many times have you shown somebody respect and they've been absolutely and completely oblivious to your attempt of giving them honor, and all they do is dishonor you? You know how to handle it effectively because of your past, because of how you were taught, because of how you were trained. Teaching our children how to work on a team, gives a social and a community type of understanding when it comes to working with people. And when we teach them teamwork, we teach them caring for others. See, caring for others has a lot to do with empathy. If you look at how we act as adults, Americans, we are not that empathetic, period. Now, are there some who are empathetic? Of course there's some who are empathetic. Are you empathetic? Of course you're empathetic. But there are people you know who are not empathetic. And there's a whole lot of people we know that are not empathetic. So they're raising children too, and they're raising children that don't know how to care for others because the parents don't know how to care for others. So what exactly are we really teaching our children? And then we have everything we teach our children must be in line with the growing and developing of a community. And in closing, we got to put ourselves in a position where we're growing and we're able to take the lessons of our growth and teach it to our children. The only thing we are bigger than our kids. But as adults, I'm just speaking for myself. I don't find myself any more clear on life than I was when I was a child. And if I'm clueless about how life goes, how much more is my son going to be clueless about how life goes? And there is a definite connection to our emotional and physical growth and our children's emotional and physical growth. We can talk about Columbine. We can talk about Florida. We can talk about how we need to get rid of guns. We can talk about how we need to spank our children more or beat our children more. But bottom line is, America suffers from an accountability issue. Adults and parents are not accountable for how our children are turning out. And it's time that our adults and parents start being accountable for how our children are turning out. And not just those parents, but the next door neighbor and the community. Everybody must get involved with raising children. And no, you can't hit my kid. So you put your hands on my kid and I'll be knocking on your door. But I don't mind you talking to my child. I don't mind you telling my child the proper way to do things. I don't mind you collaborating with my child. I don't mind you giving me a call and telling me what you've seen my child doing and allowing me to handle that. I don't have a problem with that because it takes a community to raise a child. And bottom line, you can see with Florida, the community is not involved. So before you start talking about guns and getting rid of guns, before you start talking about children and how they're not behaved, before you start talking about beating kids, we need to start focusing on our mental health and our accountability as adults. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if each and every one of us looked at how we were being in this country, I am sure we could find better ways to be better Americans, better parents, so we can raise a better country, so we can raise a empire that is worth being proud of. Yeah, I like that. I think I'm going to close. Thank you so much for listening. This is Putting a Hurt on Poverty, and today we talked about school shootings and are our children really safe and what can we do? When I hear this the second time, I'm sure that I will have thought about other things that I could have said, but it really, really, truly impressed upon me to say something and to voice my opinion, because on Facebook, on the news, and everywhere I listen, people are either trying to ban guns or blame children. I don't hear any accountability from the adults of what do we do as American citizens to protect our children. And I really, truly, honestly feel that the biggest thing that we can do to protect our children is to, one, work on ourselves and our issues, and two, constantly grow and study and learn how to develop and create a well-rounded, independently thinking, obedient, kind, polite, socially caring individual. You all have an incredible and a wonderful and an amazing day. Be safe, be secure, and most of all, be curious. It only gets better from here. I'm your host, Herd Porter, from Putting a Hurt on Poverty.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.